to order. First on the agenda are minutes. Can I get a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second that.
Delivered. Thank you very much.
Have you ever not seconded?
He's got to call the question. Give him a chance to.
All in favor?
Aye. I abstained on January 7th because I wasn't here. I don't believe.
It doesn't matter. Is it worded properly? Does it look okay? Anything out of ordinary? You wouldn't know.
I abstained the 7th, but the 23rd I'm.
Looks good to you. Looks good.
All right, Joe, do a financial update.
So we currently have $20 million on hand. Today's checks amount to about $119,000. The audit has been delayed. We had hoped to present the draft financial statements today, but because of the new FAD money that came in 2019, there's a lot more scheduling that has to be done to break out of that. They're waiting for the confirmations back, so any of you that have received confirmations, please get those back to our auditors as quickly as possible, and then we will present at the end of the March meeting in time to do the reporting to DEP by March 31st.
Do we have a list of who has not submitted their confirmations yet?
I don't even know because that gets sent from the auditor. So I don't know who she's received back. I can ask, I'll wait a few days, maybe next week, ask her who she's waiting.
I don't think I've received anything.
Okay.
But that's maybe because I'm not an officer.
It's also possible she's not sending to everyone. They kind of pick and choose who they.
Okay.
I know, George, you get a lawyer every year. You
yeah.
get
have I got
attorney
it?
Confirmation.
I don't remember it.
Okay, I'll follow up and see.
They usually don't. They usually send something saying, 5 weeks ago, we sent you a. I never had
right.
Seen
I remember actually drafting a letter for her because okay. it, you know, I sign it and then she mails it from her office. So
okay.
I'll check with her on that. All of the January 31st deadlines have been met, and we also have been doing some more treasury trades with the volatility in the market and all that's going on with the change in interest rates. We did some extra trades that we wouldn't have done normally, but we did make some nice money on that. Warren, you're aware that one trade, he actually did an overnight trade, basically that got us an extra $1,000.
Oh, well. You know, every time I tell him, next time take it out of the commissions, he always finds a better deal for us. So.
But yeah, he's been doing
good morning.
Merit, so we've thank done you. Well with that.
Yeah, it's
and again, the list of reporting and due dates will be the next item.
How are you?
We're all set for the March 31st and April 1st.
There's room over here if somebody wants to sit over here.
Okay, I think that wraps everything up. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn. That's how we get the DEP.
I think that was on January 7th.
Yeah, so the only concern I had the other day is we're putting a fair amount of roads at 8 million or so.
The longer term, I know. That was really good.
As long as you think we're okay. We can always pull it out. We'll just lose the interest.
I'd rather get the higher rates.
I was at the January 7th meeting, so I can't abstain. I agree.
Oh, you were there?
Come on.
So I'm okay with the minutes.
Top of the minutes.
I don't think you can go back now after those stupid ass comments and redo the vote.
Well, I rescind my abstain vote. Given a yay for
the resolution. And those three.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just those
three. Who's doing anything for the coronavirus? Anything yet?
No.
I have a meeting next Monday. All my department.
I've done two things. I've started communicating on our website.
My neighbor was actually taxes April 30th, but he was yesterday.
And they canceled?
Yeah.
And I'm having a list made of people who must come into work. Two or three, maybe. People who can work from home, the preferred thing, and people who won't work at all, if necessary.
Okay, moving on to get this meeting back to order. We are.
Well, we're waiting for Kristen.
I know.
You know what I just ordered too? Go to the UBC light. Well, are you going or is he
going? Yeah, no.
Okay.
But it's very easy for us just to switch everything, just to have give everybody the information to work on their computers from home.
Do they have access to the applications?
According to our tech guy, they will have. He can do that all from home.
Okay.
He can get them.
Billy Foster! Hey!
Sorry.
There's some people out of control.
Sergeant at Arms, throw him out the...
Okay, go.
You got a job, man.
That was good, Barron.
Well done.
Well, he's tried to start up about 5 times.
Sorry.
So we are looking at the project over at Tilly Foster, which was the construction is essentially completed. It's at planting plant, which I believe will be intact this spring. But the request that came in from Putnam County boils down to that they exceeded the...
is that why he's not here?
I doubt it. We had a reimbursement agreement with them, so not to exceed about $240,000. Because of the construction conditions, they did in fact exceed that. This is something that Highway Facilities themselves constructed and built. But they did exceed it, and the total project cost was about $515,000. They asked them to supply us with some backup information, proper documentation of how they got that to that number in a formal request. To date, we haven't received that, but I wanted to at least notify everybody that hopefully at our March meeting, they'll be able to present all that data to us, exactly how they got to that number, and a proposal of how they are requesting to split if we decide to move forward with that, the number in excess. A 50-50 split, for everybody's knowledge, would be about $137,000, which we would take on. Project was about 22 kilograms in total. So I'll pull together more information for everybody for March's meeting. I'd hope to have that today, but it wasn't submitted in time for the meeting.
So I think, you know, with this project, you know, even if we were to pay the full amount, we still have a great efficiency rating on the project, but I think in future contracts, George, we need to have something in the language about we're not going to fund any additional costs unless we're notified before the costs are incurred, not after the fact, because, you know, right now we're just trying to play catch up and it's not fair to us.
And that was relayed to them at the very beginning of the contract, but to put it in writing as well, I agree.
Yeah,
it did make it clear then that we can't have a situation where we're coming to a tangent. But
yeah, the contract now doesn't have any provision for going beyond the maximum.
Correct.
So you're saying we could have a provision added to it that says, and if you go beyond the maximum, then you have to tell us in advance.
Right.
Okay, you could work that out.
Yeah. Kent, MB601.
Okay, so the change order, first one we'll attack is the legacy supply change order, which was to address the delay first. And again, so change order for legacy supplies to address the contract delay with legacy supply, as well as additional survey work which was done to map out the existing conditions on site and the quantities of stockpiles that are to be handled in some way. The delay has been negotiated by Supervisor Williams and myself, along with legacy supply, is to account for to find a way to best account for their insurance costs, which they've incurred, and they came up with a formula that this appears to be pretty standard for government contracts in the field, that we think is we can move forward with, which is kind of supports it.
It did. It is a formula that's very standard within the industry. It actually accounts for both the overhead, the bonding, and insurance costs. So everything is lumped in. And it also brought the overall cost down from what they were looking for just the bond. So I think we made great strides with them as far as getting the delay cost, you know, just be something more reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The problem with their application of the formula at this point is this is a formula that is designed to be done at the end of the project so you know full cost. I don't have a problem moving forward with it at this time, but we need to recognize that at the end of the project, we need to revisit it to see if there's any credit due to the corporation for the project.
I think she calculated through February 14th.
She did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George and I spoke about the overhead on the survey, and George has looked at the contract and said 5% is allowed on the survey. So there was a difference of like $577 or something that we adjusted. So I don't know if the resolution, Linda, that you had had
not the one that
000,
I emailed,
but
there
the
is a...
Yeah, the calculation based on George is 21,601.46. Just so you know, that's what the change order comes to tonight.
So initially they had submitted for a 20% reimbursement.
Right.
Or profit overhead.
Right, and you found that.
So yeah. Do we want to approve the 5% or the 15?
No, it has to, George indicated, it has to be the fund.
The
fund. So 21,601.46. And that 5% is only for the survey.
Right.
The rest of her calculation is fine.
So one more time, the number that should be in here is?
21,601.46. Is that correct, Linda? You have
that's
that?
Right, yes.
Okay. So that gets in there. That's changed.
Yeah, I'll show you. I have it in the room.
Well, where are you? Where are you? This is my number. For this issue. Right, so it's all
this is
fine.
I prepared a change.
Yeah, she changed the reso. Yes, the correct updated contract balance of 612,315.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay, because that's not reflected here.
No,
that's
that was the 15.
Out.
Yeah,
that's
that was the earlier one. Right. We figured this out yesterday.
We just heard from George yesterday.
So yes. I'll move that we approve the change order for Kent MB 601 for Legacy Supply with the adjusted numbers as previously discussed.
That's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next.
Next is a change order for Podge Engineering to address the rebalancing of grading and flood mitigation plans, erosion set controls to account for placement of the fill on the site. As proposed, it is for $10,500. What I'd like to do, and Rich, if you agree, is we can readdress this with Podge.
I do agree.
Because I think we have an alternative approach to the to taking care of this site. So what I'd like is that Rich and I just renegotiate with Podge to come up with a, it may very well be the same dollar value, but the work that will be included within the change order will be changed. So we'd like to renegotiate with them and before approving it today, table it, but have Rich and I be able to proceed with it before the next executive committee.
Okay. Why don't you explain why?
Sure. So we had asked the town of Kent to sign off as generator of the material. There's approximately 1,250 cubic yards of material which we needed to find a home, about 750 that needed to come off site and be taken to a facility in upstate New York. Town of Kent refuses to sign the document as a generator of that material, which means we cannot take it off site. So in lieu of them cooperating, I'm proposing that we actually retrofit our ongoing construction to be, instead of a multiple pond system, we change it to a wet extended detention pond, which is going to cut back on the quality, water quality volume that we can treat. It's going to cut back on our kilograms. But it means we do not have to ship all this material off the site, nor continue to negotiate with the town of Kent on the material. We can find a home for it on site, and it all means in the end is that we are not going to have as good of a kilogram reduction,
but we're going to see
a savings in cost. Yeah.
And we can move it forward.
And move it forward and move on.
Otherwise, you're just stuck at the site.
Yes. So if the town of Kent would like to keep the soil on site, then that is exactly what we will do. And we'll keep the all that soil right there for them to determine what to do in the future themselves. So that is what we will, that plan to reconfigure the retrofit is what we need to renegotiate with Podge and figure out exactly what needs to be done, number one, to get to that point. But I think we'll is absolutely the path of least resistance at this point. Get Legacy back out there working and move on from the set.
Does this impact Legacy's work that they bid on and proposed for? Because they were going with a plan that was given to them. So is there going to be another change order from Legacy with this?
Well, we'll have to negotiate with them because now we're telling them not to excavate about 1,500 cubic yards of soil. And instead of doing that, we're asking them to do something else. So it may not come to a change order, but it could be a work change directive of just moving Rapples into a different cart and having them execute something else. Mm-hmm. But what that's going to be at the end, we have to, again, get Podgy to tell us exactly what needs to get done and how Legacy can accomplish that. But I believe that it should be pretty close to an even swap of just completing the contract with this change of work.
There's more to this story also that everybody should be aware of. I think we've discussed in the past is that NYSEG came in and stuck a utility pole in the middle of the work that we now have to figure a way to work around, and the current plan was that we were going to have NYSEG on the site to sit there and hold the pole while the excavation was going on around the pole, which was going to cost us, through material which potentially could also be required to be taken off the site. So we haven't seen the end of the change orders.
Okay.
All right. You know, right now I've run some calculations. I'm projecting that this project, as we were proceeding forward, was going to cost us somewhere around $1 million. You know, up from the original price of about 500 and change for the engineering. Going this way with Kevin's proposal was great job in coming up with that. Really appreciate that. Is probably going to bring the project in somewhere between 750 and 820, I would think.
And how many kilograms will we end up?
I don't have that answer, but if I think it's reasonable to think that we're at 12.2 right now, we probably find ourselves in the 6 to 8 range. But it all depends on how much volume we can still maintain on site.
Is there any liability to Kent on that 601? I don't understand why they don't really want us to, when we talked about just before the, why they don't want to sign off on removing all the dirt and everything else.
They don't want to sign anything because they're afraid that that would acknowledge their liability to this material that somehow, you know, in the future would come back to cost them funds. Oh. They're not acknowledging the fact that it's already there. It's already their material, you know. And, you know, as I said,
nice article,
you know,
for a local newspaper.
The bottom line of all this is, and I told this to Maureen, that, or I think I told it to Maureen, that, you know, plan B is we're going to leave all the material on the site, and then her residents are going to know that there's a contaminated site right there that Ken has to clean up. And she's going to have to deal with her residents.
That seems to be what she's chosen.
Mm-hmm. So I'd love to write an article.
We will we'll do exactly what she wants. Article. And we'll leave her to
this is stupidity. Deal with
soil. So, to the change order at hand, you know, with the request is that Rich and I continue to work with Podgy to shape this up between now and the next meeting. And but that's what the, I guess, to edit the resolution, I guess that would be what they're requesting, that the executive committee give us the authority to negotiate that.
And the reason we have to have them sign it is because it's coming from their property. Is that one? No, it has nothing to do with the municipality. It's a private person. We have the private person sign it.
Right. Yes. Yep.
Discussion?
Mm-hmm. Dude, Warren said it all.
I'm flabbergasted. Yes. I'm forgetting about whether it's better or worse for us, even if it was. If I had somebody coming in saying, I want to spend this much money to clean this up,
yeah,
I'd say thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get a motion to authorize Kevin and I to negotiate the contract with Page.
So proposed.
Second.
All in favor?
Hi.
In better news.
Well, have you got any worse news?
No, well, that was reasonably better step in the right direction for that project, I think. But there is the smallest of triangles within the town of Somers that falls within the Croton Falls reservoir basin area. And fortunately, that is a subdivision named Greenbrier that the town engineer happens to live very close to. So I'll be going to speaking with him to get into that homeowners association for a presentation so that we can actually have another FAD project within the town of Somers. I'm eyeballing catch basin inserts because that's the least disruptive to the homeowners association. We're not taking up any property, we're just retrofitting their existing system, but it's an additional FAD project that we'll get in there and work on. Next, the Eagles Ridge subdivision, SCDI 815, is at a 30% submittal, as I said at our last meeting, for about 85 kilograms. The DEC has approved the concept of what we proposed to them, which is retrofitting the existing ponds on site in addition to a great deal of channel stabilization. I have a meeting with the Homeowners Association in March for them to sign the installation agreement, which George and I have already negotiated with their attorney last year. So since that's a project that can swing us pretty strongly in one direction or the other at 85 kilograms. So ideally I'll be able to give you an update at March's meeting saying we have an installation agreement signed so we can authorize renting it to continue with the design. That's all.
Okay. Property acquisition discussion, and I apologize. I know I've been doing this and just haven't gotten there yet.
So what I wanted to bring to the discussion is just to notify everybody that we have a couple of opportunities out there that I think we could start looking at. One of which was brought by Putnam County, which is at the next, just north of the Putnam County Hospital Center at Drewville Road and Stoneley Avenue, which is an intersection which Putnam County is going to be upgrading and amending. And there may be an opportunity for us to help them out with that. Now, they have to do certain requirements per the permit with the state and the DEP in order to make those upgrades at that intersection. What they've asked from us is assistance in purchasing property for them to install a retrofit project on.
For them to purchase, right?
For us to purchase in order to have the treatment be installed. Now, the reason they've done that is because their other route of doing this would be going through a purchasing program through the federal government, which will delay the project by, they estimated, 2 years. Whereas if we were to negotiate with the property owner, which happens to be the DEP, to purchase that piece of the property for them, they can move their project forward and install it in short order. Essentially, since the project is not introducing new impervious cover, it's basically just a retrofit of what's existing there. Now, we have to make sure that the DEC agrees that we can get phosphorus reduction credit for what they're proposing to do there before we purchase anything, of course. But it is an opportunity that we could assist Putnam County with and move the project forward. Yeah.
We got to purchase the property and pay for the retrofit?
No, we will only purchase the property and then they will do the design, the retrofit, and pay for the retrofit.
So we
have to work on the concept, but my point here is just intent in letting you all know that there are some opportunities out there that I'd like to advance the property acquisition policy, if you will, or whatever that language is going to be, because I think there are some opportunities that now we want to be able to take advantage of.
So what do we do with this property down the road?
Well,
we give it right back to Putnam County, but that's what.
Well, they buy it.
That's what we have to figure out. Like with all these ideas, if the corporation purchases the property, well, then what happens to the property?
Yeah.
So, but that's what we have to work through with our proposal, our plan for property acquisition, and how we want to do that.
Kevin, have you seen the drawings of what they're proposing?
Yes.
So they're putting a roundabout in there.
Yes.
Right. So fairly significant. They're taking a lot of cut away from there because two roads go up. There's a lot of site distance issues. So they're putting a roundabout in there. And I don't know where they're looking to purchase.
purchased property, I'm letting you know now, we have water and sewer there that are pretty significant. County's aware of it, and they know what's going on. So there's issues there with that.
So you're going to have to rebury that. That probably follows the contour of the land, or is that, a gravity, is it gravity
sewer? They're going to figure, that's a fourth, it's a gravity to a pump station. So I don't know where they're recommending where the retrofit is, but that pump station goes, it's right there at the intersection, goes up the block a little bit to, I think there was a 7 Libel home over there, crosses the street, goes to where the DEP just put in their stormwater retrofit on Drewville Road, and goes back up across the mountain. Why they didn't follow Stoneway Avenue down, I have no idea. Probably cost too much money, but they went backwards somewhere. But I don't know where they're looking to purchase the property, but most of it, where DEP owns, is where our pump station is, our force main is, and that's the DEP property. And they were proposing, because they have to put in something for stormwater, a stormwater pond there. So I don't know, what extra would be there as a retrofit. So
they are proposing directly, almost directly next to the DEP's existing retrofit.
So on that side?
On that side. Mm-hmm. That's currently where the idea is. They had a couple of different concepts and different ideas. If you're looking at it as a compass, the DEP's retrofit is to the northwest. They were looking to go either directly next to it or to the other side of Stoneley. Either way, it's directly next to the Crooked Falls as well. So they don't know exactly where they want to purchase, but they came to us with the concept. So the biggest point here is that I'm going to work with Rich to figure out what's in the corporation's best interest in this property acquisition concept, but I'd like to advance it.
So how many square feet would you want?
I need more of the details. I don't have a hard plan of what this is going to
be. Is it a half acre, quarter acre, 5 acres?
An acre might be a fair estimate. Yeah. But even the purchasing of this property, actually, the idea came from the DEP, from the Land Use Permit Division.
And is there a reason why they
are trying to get rid of it?
News to me.
Why is it bad?
Which I notified them, and we should bring Benny in on this conversation before we do this.
There would be a purchase price, I assume.
So what we're going to, what I'm getting at is I'm going to work with Rich to advance his concept.
Yeah.
And figure out what we can propose for.
This is his way of pressuring me to go.
So let me tell you the way the DEP works, because I have wells and pipes and stuff on their property, is they measure every foot diameters and they charge municipalities for running things on their property. So if this is their property and there's pipes in it, there's revenue that they're getting on those things from the municipalities.
It would be back in Putnam County, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll take a hard
look. I understand you had made mention that you have some sort of design plans about what they're looking to do out there.
This is where we want to put our roundabout. By no means are they detailed.
I told them to you. Yeah. I have a bunch. No. They were focused on water and sewer.
Truth was, I just wanted to make sure you saw.
Oh, I've seen them. I've been commenting on them all along.
Okay.
This whole retrofit thing is new, so not that it's bad.
Does this make sense to you? Does this make sense what we're doing?
I everybody's going to jump up and down about roundabouts. I don't have a problem with them on the grand scheme of things, but people are.
They're fine as long as they're big enough. I've been down in ones that are too small, and it's in one of the islands. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the cars can't get out and they're stopped in the circle, the entire circle stops working.
Yeah, I think this will work. I think they're making it big enough. They are taking a big piece of property there. They are doing a lot of cut and fill to make it level. So.
But you're absolutely right. There is a utilities hurdle to get over.
It's a huge one.
Yeah.
It's a huge one.
Yeah.
So that's it's the only water supply to the hospital.
Right. So until they
and it's the only sewer line coming from the hospital.
Until they can satisfy that and make sure that it's something they can move forward with. This is not something that we'll get involved in. But there is possibilities out there.
It's a dangerous intersection, though.
So this is the one right next to the hospital
there? Very dangerous.
They say it's dangerous. Yeah. I don't know how many accidents have been there, but they say
it's dangerous. You can't see it at all.
You can't see the oncoming car, so if you make a left real fast with a green light, you're correct. Nailed.
Yeah.
If that's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, you're correct.
That is exactly the one just out from the hospital.
Yeah.
Heading towards Cone.
Huh, that's interesting.
It's a hill.
Drewville Stone Lake. It's right there.
I don't understand what's going to happen if you bring it down, because then you're going to have to go up the hill to get to... I don't understand how that's going to resolve anything, but whatever.
And I've never had a problem. I go through there all the time.
That's because everybody else, you don't look, everybody else is breaking and stopping.
If you come from Brewster, from Drewville, yeah. And make the left towards the hospital, that's where you can't see over the, yeah. Over the ridge.
Yeah, from Drewville and make a left into Carmel is where it's tough, because you have all those cars going, who's going straight, you know, whatever, so.
I've never had, well, maybe because I drive a truck, I don't know.
Maybe high up, right, who knows?
So at some point, we need to get DEP people that we work with, like Vinny and up. To agree that this program is going to work, that we can use their money, buy the land, hold it, and then maybe, I guess what, sell it, not just give it to the county, but sell it back to the county.
Something like that. At a profit.
In other words, we got to know that this is a proper use of fat funds or not.
Well,
fat
we are funds. Allowed land acquisition in our agreement.
The agreement does allow yes. For land acquisition.
Sure. Especially if we're buying it from the DEP, I think that's probably.
I would talk to the accountant too about how to
transfer. How much are they selling it for?
Land acquisition is the value, and you got a value in each.
Is it worth anything?
Depreciation.
I don't know anything about it.
My concern is,
I can imagine they want something right here. We just spent a bunch of money putting that Drewville Road basin. See why we'd sell another piece of land and put another basin right next to it.
Well, there's going to be basins across the street because it's all part of what they require for state regulations for state stormwater. So they're looking to put
they being
the county.
The county.
So the roundabout's gonna increase imperviousness, and they're looking to have a stormwater controls right across the street from where yours is.
Yeah, I mean there'd be whatever.
What if you just pitched all the stormwater into the center of the circle?
That would be a
they could have, that'd be a new design. You could do it, you take the corners faster.
Put them up in the banks?
Yes, exactly.
Like a racetrack.
Dude, that'll work.
That'll be like a racetrack.
It's a triple force, I guess.
Just make it a big boy.
I mean, that's an option. I don't know if they've looked into that, but that's smack dab in the middle where my water lines are, not the sewer. The sewer kind of goes up to the side, but the water lines are right down the middle.
All right, we'll take a look at this.
Yep.
How about O&M updates?
We received two checks already. Southeast and Putnam Valley already paid their invoices to me.
So I approved one the other night.
Great, so yours will be coming.
Carmel presented
Cortland already said theirs is written in the mail.
We presented ours. I presented it last night to the board. They'll vote on it next week.
Great. So as soon as all the checks come in, I will pay the people who are receiving checks, and then we will present to Westchester County once everything is processed, all the paperwork goes to Westchester, and then we'll get the final balances out to the counties in Westchester.
Far be it for me to not take checks from Westchester, but isn't there an agreement out there that Westchester County put money up to pay for all the O&M? So the towns aren't...
Yeah, but only for the Westchester
they
County.
They are reimbursing us, so yeah. I have to go through the first step, the first process where I bill. And that it's a reimbursement agreement. So Westchester will reimburse once I prove the counties have paid me. Then they reimburse the counties. So it's this, you pay me, I pay you.
So it's taken 3 years to agree
it's three steps.
It befuzzled and befuddled me. But
don't ask any questions.
I actually
said right,
it worked.
I spoke to my
let's next on the agenda.
Okay.
Let's next on
each Westchester finance department, and now all the finance departments understand that it's a three-step process and that they have to pay out first in order to be reimbursed.
And so, Kent doesn't have to sign to agree.
Anybody have any other business?
We've been advertising for a little while now for filling the watershed planner position, and I think we've got a lot of great candidates so far that have sent in applications and resumes that I've been pretty happy with the response. The deadline cutoff for that is March 31st, so I'm going to start looking through the candidates and scheduling interviews towards the end of March and into the beginning of April, with the idea that we'll be able to have someone that we recommend on a probationary basis at our May Board of Directors meeting.
Now, is this an intern or an employee?
Be full-time, yeah, employee.
For just the summer?
No. For as long as the program exists.
Okay.
Or you run out of money.
Warren, you had something?
I met with Bill Stoker and the communities around Peach Lake. Peach Lake is it's in one of the attached basins to the FAB, Hydrologically. Yeah, anyway, it goes in. So it can be, it's not part of the original money, but it can be. Anyway, they're all interested in putting in those detention basins. Mm-hmm. Bill brought, you know, something there and talked to him. Yeah, he's going to go around and actually look at them and kind of size them, get an idea of what's there. I know one of the cops, Bloomerside, gave me a list of 44 of their basins. Some have obviously jellyfish attached, so we don't have to deal with those.
Right.
But I expect that to be something that we should be able to move on pretty fast. And it's going to require, I think if Bill goes out and actually does some of the work, then he can give you that data.
Yep.
And you should be able to figure out approximately what the phosphorus load might be.
Yep. No problem.
So my guess is there'll be, you know, 50, 60 at least, maybe more, I don't know.
Great. All right. And we'll submit to the state as a year 9 project and then figure out how next year.
We'll see. Some of them, you know, some of them may not be able to take those units, I don't know.
Right. But
there should be quite a few.
Sounds good.
Anyone else? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye. Now that we've adjourned, I just have a question.